you, and if I could, I'd like to make one comment that when you do talk to organizations in the state, AITC represents a lot of the tribes and the interests of the tribes in the state, and they would be a very good contact. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now, when you said we documented a wolf kill about every 3 days, who are you referring to? Was it,
the residents of Native Village of Dock Lake. The kills were in the Sam Lake, Billy Creek area. At that time, we had approximately 14 to 18 wolves called the Billy Creek Pack. It was migrating back and forth between Billy Creek and Sam Lake, which is in Unit 20D. Years ago, we were informed by a member of the game board that told me when we testified, "Don't worry, Bill. In 10 years, you won't have a problem with wolves. You won't have any moose, but you won't have a problem with wolves." And that just about was the point we came to. The wolves increased to where they drove the moose down so low that the wolves finally left the area and started preying on Macomb caribou herd versus the moose. We now have basically the same pack at the headwaters of the Robertson River. Something's got to be done with the wolves. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, you know, we have a situation where we manage wildlife by initiative in the state, and that's where the same airborne law got put in effect. But we're not talking about that, Bill, so we won't go there. Anybody else by teleconference that wants to testify that wasn't able to? Hearing none.
Don Sherwood is in Anchorage.
Don Sherwood. Go ahead, Mr. Sherwood.
Hi, how are you? I'm Don Sherwood of the Alaska Boating Association, and we've come before you to testify on behalf of SDRs2. As a group of over 1,000 hunters and fishermen, we stand behind this bill and support it. As you, our elected representatives who have sworn to uphold our Constitution, it behooves you to take this bill and pass it on to the Senate floor for final passage. Our Constitution states that our wildlife and fish resources shall be managed on a sustained yield basis. Shortages do currently exist and continue unabated in some areas. The wildlife resources must be sustained on a biological base for abundance. The game board, the fish board, and the ADF&G must restore the abundance of this resource with every means available to accomplish this goal. We believe that this bill can and will give these agencies the power they need. I want to thank Senator Taylor for his foresight in this much-needed and long-time-coming legislation, and the rest of you for taking the time to listen to my testimony. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We appreciate your repeated dedication to come down and speak with us. Is there anyone else in teleconference land that would like to testify on this bill? I can't believe it. I'm running ahead of schedule. Okay. At this point, we're going to close the public testimony. Anybody in the audience? Last call? Hearing none. I'd like to take a... what's the will of the committee on this? Have we got, I'd entertain a motion to move this.
Move it. With individual recommendations.
Is there objection to moving this bill out? Hearing none, this bill is moved. Thank you very much. And the meeting is, no, the meeting is not adjourned. I need to make an announcement. Next hearing will be Thursday, February, next Thursday, whatever the date is, typo here, House Bill 128, Qualifications of State Forester, House Bill 285, Utilization of Groundfish, and it will be chaired by my co-chairman, Representative Hudson. Is there any other business before the committee? Hearing none, stick around to sign the book. Thank you very much. This meeting is adjourned.